Wow. Our country is built on justice, and people's lives, as we just heard, can be harmed when we fail to do justice. But Kamala Harris fights to do justice. No one knows that better than the prosecutors who fought alongside her. These are their stories.
I'm Amy Reznor. I was a colleague in the courtroom when my friend, Kamala, tried one of her first cases and made the prosecutor's promise for the people. For Kamala, practicing law was always about protecting the vulnerable and giving the victims a voice. Women who were sexually assaulted, children who were mistreated and sexually abused. She helped them navigate their nightmares and demand justice for their injuries. And she did it all with grit and grace, intelligence and heart. She was a remarkable prosecutor, and she will be a remarkable president.
Survivors of sexual assault struggle to be heard over the cacophony of voices demeaning, discrediting, and vilifying them. When powerful offenders are allowed to manipulate public opinion by attacking their victims' credibility, all victims suffer. Those words are from the 2021 amicus brief filed by RAIN, the nation's largest anti-sexual violence organization, in the case of E. Jean Carroll versus Donald J. Trump. As a legislator and lifelong advocate against sexual violence, I urge all of us to stand together to support survivors, believe them, and hold perpetrators accountable.
I'm Lisa Madigan, former Attorney General of Illinois. I worked with Kamala Harris during the Great Recession to protect homeowners from foreclosure. As Attorney General of California, Kamala met thousands of people on the verge of losing their homes and their faith in the American dream. She demanded big banks provide mortgage relief to allow families to stay in their homes. She stood her ground, and together, we prevailed. For as long as I have known her, Kamala Harris has always taken principled positions and never wavered. Thanks to Kamala's determination, countless Americans have a home they can call their own.
And I'm Marc Morial, civil rights leader and former mayor of New Orleans. In the 1970s, Donald Trump was sued for refusing to rent his apartments to African Americans. His employees were told, put those applications in a drawer and leave them there. It was straight up housing discrimination. It was racism, and civil rights advocacy put an end to it. Kamala Harris has a plan to build more housing, keep rent prices fair, and help more people own homes. Donald Trump, you denied black people the American dream, and Kamala Harris is creating a future where every family, yes, every family, has a place to call home.
I'm Nathan Horns. In 2010, I went to college in California to pursue my dreams, but ended up with a nightmare. Corinthian Colleges was a predatory for-profit chain. They defrauded more than 500,000 students and burdened us with loans we could never repay. Then Kamala Harris stepped in. As Attorney General of California, she stuck up for students. She prosecuted Corinthian, and as Vice President, she stuck with us. As we fought and we organized for debt relief, the Biden-Harris administration came in, canceled all Corinthian student debt, and gave us back our futures.
My name is Tristan Snell, and I prosecuted Trump University. I interviewed over 100 victims of Trump's fraud, a retired police sergeant, an Iraq veteran with PTSD, a mother caring for her son with special needs. They trusted Trump. They believed that he would teach them his secrets and make their American dreams come true. But all they got was credit card debt and a fake diploma. Some lost their life savings. Some lost their homes. Donald Trump ripped off his biggest fans and made $5 million in profit. Kamala Harris fought scammers like him, and as president, she will continue to fight for you, for us, for the people.
Please welcome Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey.
For the people. Those three words define the role of a prosecutor. To serve not only our clients in the courtroom, but our community and our country. To give people a sense of security and safeguard the principles that hold our nation together. To stand up to abusers and bullies and stand up for the voiceless and the vulnerable. In other words, exactly what Kamala Harris has done her whole life. When she was DA, mothers of children who'd been murdered, whose cases had gone cold, would come to her office saying, "I'll only speak to Kamala," because they knew she would listen, because they knew she would help them find justice. And she did. That's the Kamala Harris I know. A few weeks ago in Massachusetts, I watched a little girl meet the vice president. Her eyes were so wide, as open as the future. Kamala asked her about the summer, her basketball camp, and what position she likes to play. The little girl said to her, "Anything but defense." Kamala put her hand on her shoulder and replied, "Me too. I love offense." That's what it means to be for the people. Kamala Harris fights for all Americans. She stays on offense and she wins. And I know that she'll fight with the same passion, the same determination as President of the United States. I can't wait to see her prosecute the case against Donald Trump on the debate stage in September. We face a stark choice in this election, a felon and con man, or a dedicated prosecutor. The contrast between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris is clear. He obstructs justice. She upholds it. He swindles people. She serves them. He thinks he's above the law. She actually understands the law. That That's what this election comes down to. One candidate who's out for himself, or Kamala Harris for the people. It's a battle for the future of our nation. And tonight, we will prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Kamala Harris should be, she must be, the next President of the United States. Thank you.
Please welcome survivor and advocate, Courtney Baldwin.
Good evening, Chicago. I'm Courtney Baldwin. In 2013, I was sold for sex in cities across California by a trafficker who controlled every aspect of my life. During those dark moments, I held on to hope that one day I'd be seen as more than a victim, that I could pursue my dreams, and that my trafficker would be held justice. I didn't know it yet, but waiting for me on the other side were people who were fighting for survivors. One of them was Kamala Harris. As California's Attorney General, she fought Backpage.com, the website that let me and thousands of others be bought and sold. She filed criminal charges against its owner that shut down the website for good. No one has ever done that. Vice President Harris is fearless, compassionate, and she still gives me hope. She's protected people like me her whole life, and I know she'll fight for us all as president. Thank you.
We have to wake up at 2 a.m. in the morning. It's the only way to beat the Phoenix heat. It's just like opening an oven. I work on the light rail. It's a good way to tackle the climate crisis, but the clock is ticking.
Climate change is one of the greatest con jobs ever. All of this with the global warming and that, a lot of it's a hoax. It's a hoax.
Hurricane Beryl is the earliest Category 5 on record.
Climate change isn't a hoax, and it's not happening in the future. It's happening right here, right now.
Here in Phoenix, the most consecutive 110 plus degree days in a row.
Trump is pouring gasoline on the fire.
He proceeded to solicit $1 billion from the fossil fuel companies because if elected, he would roll back environmental rules and repeal regulations.
Trump's Project 2025 agenda gives tax breaks to big oil and completely tramples the middle class. Trump would gut clean energy jobs like mine. This work gives us security and economic freedom. Trump would rip that away. Kamala Harris sees the future differently. She's a clean energy champion. She took on big oil that gouged Americans. Harris was the deciding vote that passed Democrats' epic clean energy investments. Kamala will fight for climate and clean energy policies that protect our health and hold big polluters accountable.
The clock is not just ticking, it is banging. And that is why President Biden and I made the largest climate investment in America's history.
We are not going back.
I was raised to care for my community. That means jobs for my guys and a clean energy future.
Please welcome former New Mexico Representative Deb Haaland.
Thank you. 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 Guwatsi. Guwatsi Halpa. Duhinamat Itzakiwitsa Shuimi Hanu. In my Karis language, greetings, friends and family. My name is Kresh Turquoise, and I'm from the Turquoise Clan. 35 generations ago, my ancestors built lives in the high desert of New Mexico. I am on this stage tonight because of them. While fishing with my dad and running through the desert with my cousins, I learned that we have a responsibility to take care of our planet. Donald Trump never learned that lesson. He called the climate crisis a hoax. He made it easier for big companies to poison our air and water. An American president must lead the world in tackling climate change. We need a president who understands that assignment. That's Kamala Harris. I know her record. She held polluters accountable for spilling oil into the San Francisco Bay. She defended President Obama's Clean Power Plan in court. And as vice president, she cast the tie-breaking vote for the most ambitious climate action plan in our nation's history. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz will fight for a future where we all have clean air, clean water, and healthy communities. Let me go back to the lesson I learned in the desert Southwest. We all have a role in protecting our Earth for future generations. So let's all be fierce, and let's make Kamala Harris the next president of the United States. Thank you all so much. Thank you.
It's an election year, and both parties are battling to prove that they stand with workers. But sometimes, workers don't get the invite.
Do you know where the auto workers are?
I haven't seen anybody from the UAW.
Nobody from the UAW?
I haven't seen anyone.
After we struggled to find any auto workers at Trump's rally for auto workers, we hit the road to find out what Democrats have been up to.
The Inflation Reduction Act.
Helping to fuel a boom in clean energy.
Creating 9 million new clean energy jobs over the next 10 years.
Once in a generation investment.
I thought that American manufacturing was supposed to be dead. Here I am looking at one of the biggest auto mega plants being built.
We talked to workers in rural Tennessee who joined a union for the first time to build one of the largest battery plants in the country.
We have 20-year-old people thinking about their future. We never did that.
I got things now that I never thought I could have. Generational wealth, I'm working on that.
Medical, dental, vision, pension, something to fall back on when it's all over with.
We went to Vegas, where union workers are building America's first high-speed rail. To Lordstown, Ohio, where auto workers who lost their jobs under Trump return to work at a new battery plant.
This could be the future. This could bring industry back to Lordstown. We saw it in its heyday, and here we are. We have the opportunity to make the battery.
And Milwaukee, where workers are replacing every lead pipe in the city.
It helps with the struggle. You don't have to struggle with two or three jobs. You know, you can maintain with one job. This is my old neighborhood.
This is your old neighborhood?
Yes. Makes me feel good because I'm giving back something.
It's easy for stories like these to get drowned out by fake worker rallies at non-union plants.
Does anybody know that there's a Donald Trump event just an hour away from here? Yes? No?
No.
Was anybody invited to it?
But over the last 4 years, only one party has invested trillions in clean energy, bringing back manufacturing and rebuilding infrastructure, putting workers at the center of it all. And this is just the start.
Please welcome John Russell.
Hello, America. Thank you to the workers that make this convention happen. Let's never forget how essential all of our labor is. I come from Appalachia. We kept the lights on in this country for generations. But the wealth made by our broken backs and our black lungs never did trickle down. And Washington listened to rich men demanding that we stick with dirty energy at any cost. Across the country, working class people are looking for a political home after years of both parties putting profit above people. Now, Trump, a billionaire, says that he'll take on the elites, but then he promises handouts to big oil, and he punches down at anyone with the guts to be different. But populism that insists we are too different to get along, is just divide and conquer by a different name. There's another sort of populism with roots in this party that we in West Virginia know well. They called us rednecks back in the 1920s because striking workers from all different races wore red bandanas around their necks as they fought and died for respect and a living wage. Their fight yesterday is our fight right now, right now. It is our choice to build on this progress and to create a political home for the mass of working Americans fighting for control over their government, their workplaces, and their planet. And it is our moment to live up to. Let's get after it. Thank you very much.
When RTMO students passed one of the first climate justice policies in our nation, Vice President Kamala Harris showed up.
She came to highlight our initiative because she believes in us.
Last year, my dad retired after spending more than 30 years working at one of our country's most polluting power plants. Donald Trump doesn't care about people like my dad. I know Vice President Harris will put working families ahead of big oil billionaires.
Kamala Harris approaches climate policy through the eyes of future generations, like mine.
As new voters and as new leaders, I'm excited to join Harris in the fight for our future.
Please welcome Florida Representative Maxwell Frost.
I'm Maxwell Alejandro Frost, and I'm proud to be the first member of my generation in Congress. I'm also proud to represent Central Florida. You might expect me to talk about how climate change will impact our future, but as a Floridian, as a Florida man, I'm here to tell you that the climate crisis isn't some far-off threat. It is here. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance think they can divide us by saying this crisis is some type of hoax, but I've walked the streets of communities that have been forced to rebuild after hurricane flooding destroyed their homes. I've heard the stories of immigrant farm workers made to work in horrid conditions exacerbated by this crisis. And I felt the scorching record heat and know that climate change can sometimes feel like an unstoppable force. But with our movement and with organizing and an administration that cares, we are making progress. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have proven that tackling this crisis creates jobs, that investing in clean energy protects our health, and that investing in mass public transit builds strong communities. And we must always remember that peace is essential to our climate and war destroys our environment. This election is about every drop of water that we consume and every breath we breathe. Fighting the climate crisis is patriotic. And unlike Donald Trump, our patriotism is more than some damn slogan on a hat. It's about actually giving a damn about the people who live in this country. Because when you love somebody, you want them to have clean air. When you love somebody, you want them to have safe drinking water. And when you love somebody, you want them to have a dignified job. And so, America, it's simple. Let's get to work and elect Kamala Harris and Tim Walz for our planet, for our future, for our present, and for our people. God bless.
Here today, make some noise. Are there any teachers in this building? Make some noise. Now everybody, hands up, 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 up. Whoa. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm DJ Metro. We'll be back for more.
What's up, everybody? Stephen Curry here. I know you all know I played for the Golden State Warriors, but man, what a great honor it was to represent Team USA and go out there and win that gold medal at the Olympics this summer. And that unity on and off the court reminded us all that together we can do all things and continue to inspire the world. That's why I believe that Kamala, as president, could bring that unity back and continue to move our country forward. This is about preserving hope and belief in our country, making sure families can be taken care of during the most precious times. I got to visit Kamala with my team in the White House last year, and I can tell you one thing I knew then, and I definitely know now. The Oval Office suits her well. So in the words of Michelle Obama, do something. Go vote. Be active. Let's show out in November like never before. It's been an honor for me to represent our country. It's an honor to support Kamala. So let's all do our part. God bless.
Please welcome Democratic nominee for U.S. Congress in Alabama, Shamari Figures.
Good evening, America. And hello, sweet home Alabama. I am running for Alabama's 2nd Congressional District. This is the district that gave America the Tuskegee Airmen, Rosa Parks, Fred Gray, and it is the birthplace of the Civil Rights Movement in Montgomery, Alabama. And of course, this district is home to Mr. Good Trouble himself, Congressman John Lewis. Look, my pathway to this stage was paved by a legacy of fighters. Fighters that include my mother, Alabama State Senator Vivian Davis Figures, who is here at her 11th DNC. And it also includes my father, my late father, Michael Figures, who was also a state senator and civil rights lawyer who sued the Klan into bankruptcy. Listen, all of America, all of us owe a debt to courageous freedom fighters, both known and unknown, a debt that can never be repaid. But what we can do is ensure that the work of those fighters who came before us continues, and that our sacred right to vote is always protected. Kamala Harris gets this. She's working to protect our freedoms every single day. And that's why she will sign into law the John Robert Lewis Voting Rights Act once it is introduced again by Congresswoman Terry Sewell. Listen, America, a California poet named Kendrick Lamar recently reminded us that sometimes we gotta pop out and show up. Well, America, it's time we pop out and vote. It's time we pop out from California to Alabama and all across America, and we show them that we are not going back. We are going forward, and we are going forward with Kamala Harris as the next president of the United States of America. Thank you. God bless you. Roll Tide. Let's go win this thing.
As I close out my segment tonight, I gotta send a quick message. Madrecita querida, I love you. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz understand what everyday Americans are going through because, unlike Donald Trump, they actually grew up in families where every dollar mattered, where everything was earned and nothing was handed to them. Our next speaker knows something about that too. Please welcome my dear friend, our fellow Texan, our next senator, Representative Colin Allred.
All right. Hey, everybody. I'm Colin Allred, a congressman from Dallas, dad to two perfect little boys. And this November, I'm going to beat Ted Cruz. And I'm so proud to be here to support our next president, Kamala Harris. You know, like Kamala, I was raised by a single mom. Mom was a public school teacher who often worked two jobs to make ends meet. So when we talk about lowering costs, I think about the times when we went to the grocery store when I was growing up and swiped the debit card and said a little prayer. But my mom and my community in Texas gave me a chance to chase my version of the American dream. I played football at Baylor and in the NFL before becoming a civil rights lawyer and representing my hometown in Congress. Now I'm the guy who's going to turn Texas's Senate seat blue. You know, in the NFL, we had a term for guys like Donald Trump and my opponent Ted Cruz. Me guys. You know the type. Talk a big game, only care about themselves, but you don't want to be stuck with them at a barbecue. The truth is, America has never been about me. As President Obama said, the single most powerful word in our democracy is the word we. We the people. We shall overcome. Yes, we can. And we've got a message for the me guys. We is more powerful than me. We will protect and restore reproductive freedom. We will secure the border. We'll protect Medicare and Social Security. And we'll turn the page and write a new chapter for this country and elect Kamala Harris be the next president and beat Ted Cruz. Thank you all so much. God bless you, and may God bless Texas.
I'm Anya Cook. This is my husband, Derek, and our daughter, Anaya. 2 years ago, a miscarriage nearly killed me. At 16 weeks, my doctors told me to prepare for a stillbirth. I needed care. But my state's abortion restrictions kept it from me. I miscarried in a bathroom. I'll never forget my husband's face as he tried to stop the bleeding, trying to do what doctors should have been doing. When I reached the hospital, I'd lost nearly half the blood in my body. I can't change the past, but I can, we can, choose a different future.
I'm Craig Sicknick, and this is my mother, Gladys. My brother was a U.S. Capitol Police officer, Brian Sicknick, a hero who died after defending our country on January 6th. My family knows how dangerous Trump is. He incited the crowd while my brother and his fellow officers were putting their lives at risk. We need a real leader, not an autocrat who is stuck in the past. Brian, we miss you every day.
I'm Gail DeVore. I've had type 1 diabetes since I was 11. Stressing about insulin cost has been a constant in my life. President Biden and Vice President Harris have moved mountains to help. Medicare can finally negotiate prescription drug prices. Insulin is capped at $35 for Medicare recipients. And when elected, Kamala Harris plans to extend that cap to the rest of us. That's the future I want. That's the future I am voting for.
I'm Wani Romero, owner and CEO of Mothership Coffee in Las Vegas. I put in work to build my business. When COVID hit, this administration's support kept us moving. I hired staff and we grew. We've more than doubled in size since the pandemic, and it's just not us. Over the last 4 years, 19 million new business applications have been filed. Like Trump, I grew up in Queens, but unlike him, I built my business with grit. That's my story. That's the American story. Let's turn the page on Trump.
I'm Eric Fitz, and these are my sons, Christian and Carter. I always try to set an example for my boys, to teach them compassion, accountability, and resilience. I want those values to be reflected in our leaders. I don't want to have to turn off the TV because our president is lobbing insults or telling lies. I'm tired of all of the hate. It's time to move forward, together, and build a country our kids can be proud of.
Please welcome the Bulls' official drumline, Chicago's own Pack Drumline.
Party's not over, Chicago! What I wanna see is those flags and those hands up in the air. Help me sing it out nice and loud. Y'all ready to get down and party with me one time? DNC say!
Guess who's back again?
say?
I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket.
Keep up.
So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on, yo.
Take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado.
There's a tornado
in my city.
My city.
In the basement.
That
ain't pretty.
Pretty.
Rugged whiskey.
We're surviving.
A break of kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar. We Texas, ain't no hold'em.
Hey.
Lay your cards down, 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 down. So pop your letters, throw your keys up.
Hey.
Stick around, round, 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 round.
One more time, that's it loud.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a
angry, take it to If you've been with me all 4 days, let me see you make some noise right now. And if this is your first convention, let me hear you make some noise.
I was born in a small town, and I lived in a small town. I've been dying in a small town, of small communities. All my friends are from small town. My parents live in the same small town. My job is a small town. Provides me a lot of opportunity. Hey! Educated in a small town. Taught to fear Jesus in a small town. Used to daydream.
Here we go!